This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for.
You know, it was too late.
It was too late.
I think I told you that. She's come undone. Looking at the conditions around the state right now, it is colder in southern Michigan than it is in the UP. I mean, out at the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula, it is a balmy 9 degrees in Copper Harbor. But if you go to places like Coldwater, it's minus 15. Marshall is minus 17. This is actual air. This is not wind chill readings. Actual air temperatures. Coldwater minus 15. Marshall minus 17. Pellston, getting serious now, minus 20. And the coldest place I can find on the map currently, I can find it in two places. I can find it in Grayling at minus 22 and at the Chippewa International Airport, minus 22 in the Sioux. One pocket there. But for the most part, it's like I say, minus 20, minus 22, minus 18, minus 17 over in Grayling and minus 17 in Cadillac. Cold, baby, cold. I'm just looking at the temperatures on this map that I found. Kind of handy. My point being is, bundle up if the kids got to go out for the bus, if they're not postponing school for a bit. You will need to address those concerns. And the car, Alex said his car just sounded upset that he would even demand a ride this morning. Yeah, you know, what are you doing? I don't want to drive right now. It's cold out here. Leave me alone. I'm sleeping. Yeah, something like that. All right, back to the conversation we were having. Despite the call for bipartisanship from the president, despite this call for common interests, the Democrats have completely snubbed the idea of a bipartisan compromise to bring the government shutdown, the partial shutdown to an end, and bring security and sanity to our southern border. They want nothing to do with it. It's bite three. Go.
These problems can all be solved, but only if we have the political courage to do what is just and what is right. Both sides in Washington must simply come together, listen to each other, put down their armor, build trust, reach across the aisle, and find solutions. It is time to reclaim our future from the extreme voices who fear compromise and demand open borders, which means drugs pouring in, human trafficking, and a lot of crime.
All right, so right now nothing has changed. And until there's political pressure enough on one side or the other to fold your tent and move along, it's going to stay this way. We're moving into, what is it, day 31. We've rounded out a month of government shutdown, heading into month number two. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. But all of this over the weekend had the backdrop of this huge bombshell story. At least that's what we were told. This huge bombshell story from BuzzFeed. Now, remember, BuzzFeed is the same organization, and I hesitate to use the term news organization because I think that's giving them far too much credit. BuzzFeed is the operation that released the Russian dossier to begin with, the uncorroborated, salacious, tawdry dossier that, for the most part, I think, or completely, whatever, has been disproven. The dossier put together at the behest of the Hillary Clinton campaign and her people. Well, it started with the Republicans. No, it didn't. That's a false narrative, and it's been disproven many times. Yes, that same research firm, Fusion GPS, did some work for Republicans on opposition research, but as far as the dossier goes, that was wholly a Democratic operation, wholly a thing fueled by Democrats and paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, period, paragraph, get your facts straight. Now, so BuzzFeed comes out with this big bombshell, they claim, on Friday, that Donald Trump was facing the most damning report to date of his presidency, a story that certainly would lead to his impeachment because he had told Michael Cohen, his former attorney and the fixer. They always call him the fixer now on TV. They don't call him his former attorney. He's the fixer. It's like it's a Batman movie. It's The Fixer. If you were a villain in a Batman movie, what would your name be? I'd be The Fixer. Anyhow, Michael Cohen's The Fixer. In all left-leaning coverage of this. And they said that he had been instructed by Donald Trump to lie to Congress about his dealings in Russia on behest of Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. To lie about that skyscraper they're going to build in Moscow, which, by the way, no money was ever spent. The building was never created. Who knows? And, by the way, it's legal to build buildings in Moscow. Despite all of that, don't let that get in the way. We're having a good time going after Donald Trump and maligning his character and attacking his family. So let's keep with that, shall we? Okay, good. So they come out with this bombshell story. And, well, the media just goes to feeding like the pigs that they are, like pigs at the trough. I mean, they just go wild, gobbling it all up until something completely unheard of happens. Bob Mueller's team comes out and goes, none of that's true. Bob Mueller's team, who has said almost nothing to the press since his investigation began in May of 2017, said almost nothing to the press. It's remarkable, frankly, that Mueller's team, that almost never issued statements, came out. But BuzzFeed's story sparked immense interest from Democrats who called for renewed investigations, even suggested it was for the basis for impeachment. The statement reiterated an earlier tweet from BuzzFeed's PR Twitter account, which said the publication stands by its story 100%. It doesn't matter. BuzzFeed's standing by it. But the Mueller team came out and said it's just not accurate. It's just, and then Rudy Giuliani praised Mueller's team for correcting BuzzFeed's false story. And you wonder why the media gets maligned for fake news. They all ran with this. And they all ran with a story about some kids at a Catholic school confronting Native Americans and chanting racist taunts at them. That's also a false story that ran most of the weekend. We'll correct it here straight ahead. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.